Rising Romance coming off her run on the Caulfield Cup. We'll go to the McKinnon Stakes, and Donna Logan, a trainer, joins us now. Morning, Donna.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, I believe you went to Sandown this morning in Melbourne, took her out there, and she worked the joint down.
Well, I don't know if we did that, but I was very pleased with both the fillies. Well, Mare's works this morning. They both worked a treat. Beautiful track and amazing facilities.
Yeah, you were pleased with them there. They redid that track a while ago, and are you happy with it?
Oh, very, very good. Yeah, very impressed with it.
Now, for Rising Romance, going to the McKinnon, all's good?
Yes, she is. Yeah, very pleased with how she's come through the Caulfield. She's put on weight. She looks a treat. I'm very, very pleased. I couldn't be more pleased with her, actually.
All right. So, I mean, the run on the Caulfield Cup was an absolute ripper. I mean, James rode an absolute treat. It was just the luck of the draw on the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, we're beaten by a better horse, and I wouldn't begrudge them the win because I don't like running second, but when you're beaten by something that good, you take it on the chin. And, you know, he's a very good horse, exceptional horse. So you take that and you walk away being pleased with the effort we put in.
All right. Now, your other filly you took to Sandown this morning?
Telepathic. She races on Melbourne Cup Day in a Group 3 1400 fillies and mares.
She's been one that's just been knocking on the door, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think the 1400 will suit her, and as I think Will Flemington, obviously she's not been there before, but I think the track will suit her with her style of racing. She just sort of switches off, and she's got a tremendous turn of foot. So I'm hoping that, you know, it pans out on the day. But her work was great, and she too. They're absolutely thriving. I mean, they look a picture, and I couldn't be more proud of watching them parading around. They look magnificent.
It is nice when you travel horses like that and they do well because that's always the unknown, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, it's a big risk you take. You know, I hear a lot on the radio going on about the international horses coming and taking their money. But, gee, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with travelling. And, you know, especially for these Japanese and that coming over, it's a big trip. And a lot of horses can, you know, just not handle with the trip or cope with the change of environment and it is a big gamble, so, you know, you've got to give credit to them when they've come over and they do pull it off successfully.
Donna, after the McKinnon, is it the paddock for Rising Romance then?
Yeah, well, she'll be well-deserved, the paddock, and we'll target Sydney in the autumn.
Come back for the championships then.
Yeah, well, I hear the horse that beat us in the Caulfield's going to the Queen Elizabeth, so that puts a shiver up your spine, really.
Yeah, they go all right, those Japanese stayers, don't they?
They do. They do, unfortunately. They're very good horses.
Doesn't it amaze you?
They say it's their second-tier horses. By God, I wouldn't like to see the bloody top rung if that's the case.
And doesn't it frighten you when you look and think this thing hasn't had an absolute a race for X number of months and they bring them out almost first up and get the money?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jesus, incredible training feat to do that. And he didn't do it the soft way. I mean, we had a nice soft trip, really. He did it the hard way and he carried top weight. It was very impressive.
Yeah, certainly was. I love your honesty. Well, Donna, good luck on Derby Day and Cup Day. Look forward to seeing you there. And let's hope okay. There's a win or two under the belt for you.
Okay, Sean. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Donna.